December 18, 1902. Our Work as True Believers, Ellen G. White. As a people, we profess to believe sacred truths. Because of our belief in these truths, are we happier and holier, more earnest, self-denying, and fervent than the people of other denominations? What evidence do we give to the world that our faith is above that of the ordinary religionist? By the fruit that we bear in word and work, we reveal the influence that advanced truth and increased light have on us. By their fruits, Christ declares, ye shall know them. Do our works correspond to the sacredness of our faith? The true Christian cometh to the light that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. His godly life is a daily testimony against sin. He is a representative of the truth he professes. Of these true-hearted followers, Jesus declares that he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Weighty responsibilities rest upon all who have received the message of truth for this time. Entrusted with great light, we should remember that unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required. As stewards of the manifold grace of God, we are to be a blessing to those around us, exerting an influence that will draw them to the light of God's Word. Even Christ pleased not himself. He lived for the good of others, and we are to work as he worked. We are to love our neighbor as ourselves. We are our brother's keeper. Christ gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. And that faith which fills us with godly zeal is the only genuine faith. Christ abides in the hearts of those who abide in him. Only those who are one with him can bear rich clusters of fruit. All that we are and all that we have should be consecrated to the Lord's service. Our voice, our influence, and our means should be used in proclaiming to the world God's message of invitation. The Spirit and the Bride say, come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Christ declares that for the fulfillment of his purpose of mercy, the cooperation of divine and human agencies is required. Angels of mercy are sent to our world to minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation. Unitedly, God's children, with voice, with pen, and with their entrusted earthly treasures, are to give Christ's invitation. Come. The heavenly agencies are holding themselves in readiness to cooperate with human agencies in laboring for the salvation of sinners. We call upon you, brethren and sisters, to unite with the heavenly agencies in advancing God's great work. Use your influence and your means in his service, doing what you can in the closing years of earth's history to diffuse the light of the gospel message. If we are true believers in Jesus, we shall shed light on the darkened pathway of those around us, revealing the gracious character of our Redeemer. And by our influence, many will be drawn to behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. They will yield themselves to his service, for Jesus will be in them a well of water, springing up unto everlasting life. Those who have honored his name, who have been co-laborers with him in seeking the salvation of souls, shall enter into his joy and sit down with him on his throne to share in his eternal glory. Mrs. E. G. White.